Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and wherever you find yourself in the podcast world, it is that time again. What happened this week in the world, and what do we think about it? Ken H. always coming to you live from Houston, and we are beginning the last week and finishing the last week in March. Welcome, April. It's around the corner. I hope you're having a good time. For those new to the program, it's a real simple format. We're going to have the fastest 25 minutes in the podcast world. That's right, on all platforms available to you and where you and your friends find podcasts. Let's get going. A little politics, a little entertainment, a little sports, things happening in the world. We'll take a fantastic break from our sponsors, who we love and appreciate, and we'll talk about some of the topics of the evening and finish the program. Sit back. It's going to be fast and fun. 25 minutes begins right now. Politics. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, but years and years ago, there was a little scene in Florida that, in fairness, everyone remembered that was around. A Cuban family was stopped just outside of Florida, and they had a child, 5-year-old Elon Gonzalez. They would bring that family to the United States, and then a battle would ensue. Very public battle in the news. Everybody heard about Elon Gonzalez. And in fact, at the time, the Attorney General had to order the SWAT team go in and retake the young man because the father back in Cuba wanted him. The mother didn't want to let him go, and it was a huge court legal battle. It finally came to an end. And you have these dramatic pictures of Elon Gonzalez being torn from his mother's arms by the SWAT team and taken away. Well, that young man is now very well grown in Cuba and was just elected to the Cuban parliament. And the Cuban government had 470 members just elected, and he was one of them. And he has now stepped forward and said, I believe I could be a key figure in the United States-Cuba relationships based on my event and scene years and years ago when I was 5, and so I'd like to start that dialogue. And so we're looking forward to that. We'll see what happens. In fairness, is it going to go further? We'll see. But those that are in my group or not, thank you for that, they would remember Elon Gonzalez and that famed picture of him being taken away by the SWAT team that invaded that house. Then we have entertainment. Well, the Forbes magazine, of course, always comes out with the richest group, their richest businesses, richest people, richest whatever. And they have done so again with the highest paid entertainers of the world. And sure enough, I like this list. So let's go down through it, then we'll talk about it in the second half of the program. Who do you think's number one? Shall we go backwards or forwards? Let's go backwards. Bad Bunny, those people that are young now, we go to the young crowd, they know Bad Bunny, and he has certainly become very popular, and he was number 10 at $88 million last year on his income. Taylor Swift is the only female in the group at $92 million for her year income. James Cameron, of course, just developed the famous director-producer, and of course has just produced the second Avatar series, and that's come out. He's number 8 at $95 million. The Rolling Stones band continues to do well. Old age, 98. No, that's not their age, but it might be for some. But $98 million is what the Rolling Stones pulled in last year. This is cool for me. Brad Pitt. Everybody kind of thinks he's forgotten and all that drama with Jennifer Aniston and all that back and forth with Angelina Jolie. But he's come out again and he is on top here, making $100 million last year here in the United States. These next two are pretty interesting to me. Matt Groening and James Brara, the Simpson creators. Two guys that created The Simpsons way back when. $105 million. And then you have Matt Stone and Trey Parsons, the South Park creators, at $160 million. Now, that to me is very fascinating, and it's fascinating to me because there you have four guys created cartoon characters that have continued to last the generations and the time, and decades later, they're still raking in over $100 million each. $105 for the Simpson guys, $160 for the South Park creators. Cartoons, folks, don't laugh about it. Cash it in if you can. Tyler Perry, actor, publisher, musician, movie man, $175 million. And now we get to the top two. Number two, Like It, Sting. Second on the Forbes most highest paid, highest rated performers. Sting made $210 million last year. And this is my favorite. We'll talk more about it in the second half. Number one, highest paid Forbes Entertainment Group. I will tell you, anybody, class, anyone, hands up, anybody? No? Genesis, Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford. The gang of Genesis made $230 million last year. My favorite. Big story coming up in the second half of the show. Entertainment ends there, but we'll return. Now some sports. Although March Madness, of course, was now coming to an end here and the Final Four has been decided, San Diego State, Florida, Atlanta, Miami, and Connecticut will play it in the Final Four here in Houston, Texas at NRG Stadium around the corner. It's the third time. The fourth largest city in the nation and where I'm residing will host this tournament. 71,000 people will be able to come and watch. Sadly, since the Elite Eight, the ticket prices have dropped. Almost $800, sadly. You could get a ticket for the final four games for over $1,000 or more dollars. Now it's down to less than that. If you wanted to just go to a single game or maybe just sit up high in the stadium, you can get in there for about $75, $55, $65, $45, depends on who you're calling. But if you'd like to go, that's going to be around the corner for March Madness Final Four games start here in Houston. But what is tomorrow? Anybody that knows and a friend of this program knows what's exciting for me and what's happening tomorrow? Does anybody want to raise their hand? Please tell me somebody knows what's happening tomorrow. That's right. It's baseball's opening day. American League, National League, Major League Baseball starts tomorrow, and we couldn't be more excited. Our defending champion Houston Astros are in the stadium. We've unfortunately had a little injury with our Jose Altuve, broken hand during that World Baseball Classic. There's another fun story. Was actually in two of those games. One of those games was very fun. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and my vice president, a British gentleman, and we got to watch Great Britain play Mexico. And boy, was it a great match. The Great Britain did lose, sadly for him. But we were able to get him some autographs for his baseball from the team, and that was fun to have him sit and watch the national anthem of Great Britain being played in a Arizona Diamondback baseball stadium, and it was a great moment. So good fun. Baseball starts tomorrow. You know I'm a baseball fan more than any other sport, so we're excited to get it going. What's happening in our world? Well, the Paris garbage strike finally is over. Thank goodness. That was a little stinky. And I'm going to be going that direction here soon, so I wanted to kind of get it over with myself. I had nothing to do with the start or the finish, but I'm glad it's over. They've started to pick up that garbage and move forward. The labor strike in Germany has kept the rail trains in cahoots. That strike is also over, and I'm happy about that. In Edinburgh, Scotland, 15 people were injured, 10 were released on the scene. When a huge, gigantic ship being built in the harbor tipped over. Oh my gosh! What do you do with that? Get out of the way, folks. Travel Leisure Magazine will get you to any of those places I just mentioned. You want to get to Scotland, they'll help you. You want to get to Germany, they'll help you. You want to get to Paris, they'll help you. Travel Leisure Magazine is going to be the best way to learn about things around the world, where to go, when to go, what to see when you get there. Because you're friends of the program, you'll get 58% off the price. 58% because you're friends of the program. 12 issues are going to come to your door. www.travelandleisure.com/order today, or give them a call, 866-737-8037. Well, we are on the... Is it just me, or does that 10 minutes go quick? Bam, it's gone. We're on our way for the final segment of the program. Thank you so much for always being here. I'm sure glad. I appreciate your notes and letters and cards, and I am so glad that you're continuing to be supporters of WWW. What happened this week in the world? And now let's talk about what we think about some of this stuff. Well, I'm going to go right to it because... big fan of music, big fan of celebrities, big fan of these kind of things. Had the pleasure of meeting some, had the pleasure of seeing some, had the pleasure of joining some. My brother and his wife, they continue to go see these concerts all over. They've got their favorites. I've seen a couple of concerts recently. Have you been to a concert lately? When was the last time you were at a concert, and which one was it? Reach up and tell me when you get a chance. I'd love to hear about it because... Genesis was one of my favorite moments, and I'm going to tell a story here in a couple of seconds. Sting, I never had the pleasure of seeing him live, but I heard, obviously, he's doing well. $210 million he made last year, so he's still doing well. I will confess, not a fan of the cartoon guys, either the South Park or the Simpsons. I don't believe, in fact, I can pretty well tell you with assertion, I've never seen one of those shows. They're only 30 minutes, but I've never seen one of those programs in its entirety, even on a replay. And that's sad because they've done so well and been around so long, you'd like to think I could pick up, right? I was late to the Friends movement. I was late to the Seinfeld movement, late to some of these shows that were very popular, very funny. I never got into How I Met Your Mother, so I am late to some of these programs that are comedies and last a long, long time, do very well. But I must admit, I never watched The Big Bang Theory while it was on the program TV, but now I'm faithful on the reruns, love the reruns, love the show, love the actors and the whole thing. But I'm kind of late to the party, so maybe I'll pick up and come get into the Simpsons or the South Park, but I don't know. But they're making $105 million if you're at Simpsons and $160 at South Park, so they don't need me, certainly, to survive or support them. James Cameron, we talked about that a while back when the movie was kind of coming out, the Avatar thing. We were talking about the potential to... would anybody remember it, right? The original was 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I think it was, but 15 years for sure. And everybody was kind of wondering, do you have to reinvent the people that don't know anything about Avatar? These people don't know about Avatar. They haven't seen the movie. They don't know what's going on. So you kind of ask yourselves, do I need to do something about it? But he's done well. Clearly, he doesn't need the money. He made more money off Titanic, and then he made more money on... I mean, he did some of the greatest, biggest blockbusters of all time. All of your Schwarzenegger movies. And all of those, of course, the Avatar movies. So he doesn't need these monies, but he's done well, $95 million. Does it say anything that Taylor Swift is the only lady in that group? I don't know. Does it say anything about Bad Bunny? Yeah, it should be that he's very popular. And if you don't know much about Bad Bunny, my friend was just at a concert with him here in the rodeo down here in Houston, Texas, and they got to see Bad Bunny, so that's cool. $88 million he made last year. So what's a famous story? What's one of your favorite stories about a concert you saw, a concert you went to, something you went and saw and had some good times about? Well, mine is always the same. I will always say that, tell the same story. It was a fantastic moment. It was very, very fun. I'll send this program to my ex-president, who is a faithful friend still and sends me notes all the time. We talk on the phone. He has since sold the second company that he started again. He's done very, very well. Very proud to know him, proud of him. But very, very funny story. I was working for him and the company in New York there at the time. And here's the story. I'm working on a kind of a Wednesday-ish and going to Thursday, and he said, "What are you doing Friday night?" And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm committed. I've got a function that I've got to participate with, and I've got to kind of continue with that." "Why? What do you have in mind?" "No, okay, never mind. Okay, fine." Thursday would come. "What are you doing tomorrow?" I said, "Well, I told you, I got this commitment. I'm committed to doing, you know, this event that I promised to do." Okay, fine. "Why? What are we talking about?" "Nah, never mind. Sure enough, Friday came. One more crack at the apple, you know, take a bite at the apple. "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "What do you mean? What am I doing tonight? Don't do that to me. I've got this commitment." "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I've promised, we all have promised that we would host these individuals to come from the Naval Academy. They'll get off the base, they get to come, they get to spend a weekend outside with normal people, go do the normal things, and a part of the kind of the church set up, and then we'd take them to church, and then we'd take them all home. So every family had one of these naval cadets come over. So I had promised that I would have a spare room, and I would host one." "So okay, that's what I'm doing." He goes, "Oh, okay." I said, "What is it? What are you telling me that every day this week? What am I missing?" He said, "Well, I had two tickets to see Genesis down in Madison Square Garden, and I wanted to see if you want to go." I'm like, oh no, what a missed opportunity. But I am committed, I have promised, so I'm gonna say no. He's like, "All right, well, fine." So I left, I picked up the kid at the train station. He comes off in his whites, and we take him to the house, and he gets at the house, and he immediately jumps in front of the TV and starts running the TV, right? He hadn't seen TV in forever, and he's watching the TV program. And Rob will call, my boss will call, and he says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm in this thing." He goes, "I've got extra tickets. Why don't you guys both come? And you guys come, and we'll go to the Genesis concert." I'm like, "Absolutely." Get excited. I race into the other room. I said to the kid, I said, "Do you have any other clothes besides these white things?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, get in them. We're going to the concert." "Concert? What are we doing?" "We're going to go down to Madison Square Garden and see Genesis." "Oh, okay, cool." So I turn to go get dressed myself, and he says to me, "Excuse me, could I ask a question?" "Yes, of course." "Do you have cotton balls?" I said, "Cotton, you like the thing?" No, I don't. "Sorry, why?" "Well, I love the music, but at the decibel at which it's played, it's a little loud." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm very sorry. I don't have any. Let's go." So we dressed, we got in the car, we raced over to Rob's house, and sure enough, we got out. Rob, hello, we're going to the car. Rob and I turned to go to the car, and over my shoulder to his wife, he asks, "Excuse me, miss, do you have some cotton balls?" Well, she was a woman. She probably did that with her makeup or whatever. She said, "Of course. I'll get you some." So she runs inside. He's looking at Rob and me, and he says, "I'm sorry, but I love the music, but at the decibel at which they play it, it's a little loud." And I said, "Okay." And Rob said, "Okay." We get the balls. We get the kid in the car. We all get in the car. And Rob races us to Madison Square Garden. We get there. We get inside. We get our seats. They're great seats. I'm just off to the side of the stage. I can see everybody sweat. And it's going to be great. I'm excited. The young man is there, Rob and I, and we're just up and dancing, and he's placed the cotton balls in his ears, and he's tapping his hand on his leg, and I see a smile, so I assume he's having fun. Rob and I are up dancing and yelling and screaming and having a blast, and he leans over to me at one point, and he says, "I don't think your friend's having fun." And I said, "I am." And that was that. So I hope you got a kick out of that. I hope you had some fun with that. What's your story? Do send it back to me. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear what your favorite story was. Right? I love these stories that are fun. And again, you all know I'm a Paul Harvey fan. I listened today again, as I always do every day, of those rest of the stories. And he came up with a story again, this bottle from Great Britain, London, in fact, was thrown into the Thames with a note and the cap. It was a whiskey bottle. And off it went into the waters, and you hope, 1937. Off it goes, and off it goes, and off it goes, and off it goes, and off it goes. And finally, in the ocean, and in the ocean, and in the ocean, and it finally makes it to America, if you can believe it. And a man finds the whiskey bottle, corked and all, note inside, still intact. Man's having a tough time. Business had troubles again. The time is now 12 years later. And sure enough, he's looking at it, wonders what it is. He opens up the bottle 12 years ago, thrown into the Thames in England. Now made it way all the way to America. He opens the bottle, looks at the note, and it's from a woman's handwriting that says, "I am offering the estate that I have bewildered to me from my family, and I want to make sure I give it on to someone of in need. And I'm putting it in this bottle to make sure that someone of need has access to the family fund." He couldn't believe what he was reading. He couldn't imagine it was serious. He took it to the legal team. The legal team did their due diligence and found not only is it true, it was legal, it was correct, and it was from the daughter of the Siemens company family fortune. This man, down in his luck, had no idea that 12 years ago this woman put this note and letter and will testament in a bottle, whiskey bottle, put a cork on it, and threw it into the Thames. They proceeded to present a check to him for $7 million, changing his life and family's life and future forever. For a note in a bottle from 12 years ago. And now you also know the rest of the story. Gosh, I just love these kind of things. I hope you're having fun. 12 years. It took to get this. No, it didn't take that long. But sure enough, his life changed after 12 years of floating in the water. Have you ever done that? You ever been on the beach and seen a note in a bottle? You ever done it? I've done it myself. Thrown it in there. I have no idea what happened. Nothing of famous. Certainly nothing of value. But threw a note in the bottle and threw a bottle in the ocean. Never to see it again. Certainly never anybody contacted me saying, "Hey, I found your note." But it's kind of a fun deal. Fun story, sometimes fun to do stuff like that. So then you have a chance to be involved in somebody's life-changing experience. So whether we look at being an entertainer and earning some money that way, whether we clean up our act in the garbage strikes or we don't participate in strikes at all, whether you go to a baseball game tomorrow and make a new friend or have some family time, whether you decide to come to the Final Four basketball games and basketball's your thing, or you happen to know somebody who's Cuban, know that they have an advocate, strong advocate, to have a good relationship with the United States. That's what it's all about. Because if you remember, we end the show always with the same theme, that we're always in this together, under one sky, because we are. And whether we're going to talk about politics or entertainment or sports or world events, there's so much going on and so much fun we can have sharing it together. And I'm always grateful and humbled by the responses I get from the listeners of this program. Always faithful, always fun, great letters, great notes. Thank you for everything you do to support me and encourage me and have fun together. Fastest 25 minutes in the podcast world. This is WWW, What Happened This Week in the World and What Do We Think About It? Because we have finished March and we're all in this together under one sky. I'm Ken H. coming to you always from Houston. Have a great rest of your week. Look forward to seeing you in April. By the way, That's just next week. See you soon.